It's Friday, the 18th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Hilia Shikongeni, who is 5 months pregnant, appeared in the Oshakati Magistrates Court on Friday for contravening the Communication Act by posting compromising content online as an act of revenge. Shikongeni was granted bail of $2,000 with strict conditions, including no contact with the victim, not reoffending while on bail, and to refrain from interfering with witnesses or the investigation. The case has been postponed to April 2025. The Bankers Association of Namibia has raised concerns about an increase in financial scams targeting pensioners. The association is calling for increased efforts to protect the elderly from sophisticated banking fraud schemes that exploit vulnerable citizens. The association's CEO, Brian Kasherwa, expressed concern over the growing number of scams.
Pensioners should be vigilant and check with their banks before they make any financial decisions or share any personal information. Fraudsters use sophisticated methods such as phishing, which involves sending deceptive emails or texts to rob the elderly of their hard-earned savings. Another method used is phishing, wherein scammers call pensioners pretending to be a bank representative. In both cases, never share your personal details such as your bank account, ID number, or password, and never be persuaded to move your money into a safe account.
The third Geographical Information System, or GIS, National Spatial Data Infrastructure Forum was held in Windhoek, highlighting how geospatial information can help government and businesses make informed decisions and improve operational efficiency. Namibia Statistics Agency spokesperson Ipumbu Sakaria.
The first thing, of course, that was taken out is the integration of statistics and geospatial information. Then we looked at the National Spatial Data Infrastructure, the NSDI, and how we link it to sustainable development goals in Namibia. Then we also had a presentation on the IT solutions with regards to what the NSA is doing. So the inputs that we have gotten from various stakeholders will just enrich what we have to ensure that we improve the systems that we have and accessibility and availability of spatial data.
North Korea is reportedly preparing to join Russia's war effort, according to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He says Pyongyang has sent up to 10,000 North Korean soldiers to Russia for training.
Speaking at a press conference in Brussels on Thursday, President Zelensky said Russia was planning to train not only North Korea's infantry, but also specialists and various branches of Pyongyang's military. He added that according to military intelligence, some North Korean officers were already sent to Russian-occupied territories of Ukraine. Zelensky said North Korea's participation was the first step to a world war. His statement comes after reports have been circulating recently of North Korea's greater involvement in Russia's full-scale invasion. Megumi Lim in Kyiv.
And almost 40% of the world's anti-HIV pill users live in South Africa. According to the health department's figures, by August 2023, 1.65 million HIV-negative individuals had used the pill at least once. This makes SA's program the largest globally, representing a percentage of 3.5 million users worldwide. The pill reduces the risk of contracting HIV through sex. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.